are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. What a week. What a week. You know, it's interesting. When I was trying to compile the top stories for today, and usually my stories consist of what's happened over the past couple days. You know, we got John Travolta being sued for sexual assault. We have the another underwear bomb plot that was, thwarted by the CIA. But I got to tell you, the top story that everybody's talking about is who was the best Avenger? I guess the Avenger movie came out. It was great. It was great. I didn't like the lines, though. I went to half a dozen theaters before I finally found one that I wanted to go to. But that's everybody's topic. Like right now, I mean, I brought up all sorts of stuff. You know, zinc helping colds, and we'll talk about that. Octomom studying how to do a porn because she wants to now star in a porn. I guess she wasn't offered enough money to just do nude photos. But no, that's not what everybody wants to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about which Avenger was the best. Was it Thor? Who was very sexy, was a Captain America. I like Captain America, you know, because he's a quintessential, you know, soldier and just, right, you know, kind of brings you back to the, you know, the 40s when people were proud to be American and wear their stars and stripes and very sexy too, by the way. And then, but everybody's saying Iron Man. So unfortunately, if any breaking news comes in, and it has to do with the Avengers. Again, I apologize. It's just that seems to be the top story. But don't worry. In addition to all the other stories I want to talk to you about, we also have a good one. It looks like mice testicles grow when you give them yogurt. And I guess they think this could actually help human male sexuality. See, men don't eat yogurt. For some reason, my husband, he thinks it's a girly food. You know, we have tons of food. You know, we got beer. We got in the fridge. You got grapes. We have some cheese whiz. We have some, I think there's a couple more grapes. And then we have yogurt. My husband will never touch yogurt. Now, I don't touch yogurt either because I don't like milk products. I don't like the consistency of yogurt. I just don't. Unless it's like frozen yogurt, chocolate, and I could put some M&Ms and strawberry topping on it. So he won't eat the yogurt, but maybe this will help if men think that their testicles are going to grow. So as you can see, we got a lot to squeeze in to this show's protective cup. So please call in. Hey, come on. I have to work on my little, teasers. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Chad working the dials. Chad, can you message me the other call-in number? We're having a little problem with CenturyLink and some of the Southwest people calling. So we got Chad working the dials. He's my man. He's going to send me a message. I'm sure by the end of the show, he's going to send me a lot more messages, but at least this one I could share on air. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what is happening here with the John Travolta case? Apparently I call them massage therapists or masseuse, but I guess they spell it, and I forgive my French, masseur, M-A-S-S-E-U-R. Anyway, it's someone that gives a massage. And I guess he's claiming that John Travolta saw his ad online, scheduled an appointment, and I don't like talking about, the sensationalized stories that you could get from, you know, Inquirer, et cetera. But no, this was in Reuters here and TMZ. But apparently, quit the comments. Anyway, they said he scheduled an appointment for $200 an hour. Everybody makes more money than a doctor these days. He didn't, the massage there, I'm going to call him a masseuse, did not know it was Travolta, but he followed instructions. Okay? Travolta was driving a black Lexus SUV. Then I guess they went to his cabana or his bungalow. And I have to be very careful with some of these quotations because, again, this is from the plaintiff. But I guess Mr. Travolta started to touch him, rub his leg, touched I guess the part of the body that mice will grow if they have yogurt. We'll just talk about that. And then actually brought up reverse massage and, I guess, masturbated, all this other stuff. Now, I'm a huge John Travolta fan, so you all know I don't believe this, all right? But why would I share this with you if I don't believe it? Well, number one, it is in the news. But number two, always have a witness. Always have somebody with you. I've only gone for one massage in my life. And I know, considering my college days. No, I don't like being touched. Because when you go for a massage, you're going to somebody to work out the deep muscle pain. Well, it hurts. So it's, negative feedback. It's the opposite of the Pavlovian. It's a reverse Pavlovian response. It hurts. I have major trigger points, probably because I must have some mild fibromyalgia, and it hurts to go for a massage. I don't like to do it, but you do. You go into a room alone with these people. Now, I'm a huge fan of massage therapists and people that give massages, but the problem is anybody could say anything. Your client could say you touched him, or the masseuse could say you touched him. So in this particular case, we have John Travolta's lawyer saying, wait a second, he was on the East Coast. What are you talking about? He was nowhere in Pasadena or California or wherever this happened. So, no grease was involved. Come on, people, the jokes. I'm the one that gets to make the bad jokes and not you guys. So, honestly, John Travolta's lawyers think this is a whole bunch of Pulp Fiction. Okay, all right. Sorry. Come on. I'll come up with something better. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of John Travolta. I really hope this isn't true. He's been married to, Kelly Preston for, 20 years, just had another baby, lost his son to a seizure a few years back. I think this man has been through enough. And if this guy, his name is John Doe. I knew a John Doe. In fact, there were a couple John Does that showed up in the emergency room. Huh, same name. I wonder if they're related. John Doe. I mean, how many Does could be out there, right? How many Does? Anyway, he's claiming his name is John Doe. All right. It's so frustrating. I mean, even as medical providers, you always have to have somebody in the room. You always do. And it's a shame that you have to assume something's going to be falsely, you'll be falsely accused of something. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronstrommel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tony from California. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I'm a big fan of the show. I listen to you a lot.
Thank you.
Yes, I like you often talk about health coverage and the costs and whatnot, but don't you really think that a lot of Americans want to pay a little bit and get a lot of coverage?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's the American way, unfortunately. Pay as little as possible and get, or have other people pay and you receive. I agree with you. Why? Well, what's going on? You live in California, so you probably see that all the time.
Oh, I see that all the time. I mean, it's just, you know, one thing I did is I used to work at a company and now I went self-employed. And one thing I learned is, fortunately, I was healthy and I keep myself in good shape.
Good.
And I don't take, I'm nearing 50 and I don't take any prescription meds, thank God, because I work out at the gym and I, you know, I
good.
Try to keep myself away from
keep it up.
Of that. But, and I listen to my doctor who really is tough on me, you know.
Yeah, and, so, I mean, and it sounds like you also, listen to good talk radio too. So you're doing everything
yes, I
right.
Do. I mean, it's just that, you know, people would pay more attention to their health, I think that would really, you know, that's for the first step. And, you know, the doctors, I can see their frustrations when they talk to patients is that when they talk to you, a lot of them just don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you because I, you know, I have a good relationship with my doctor because, you know, I mean, he just, he's very frank with me, and I'm very frank back with him. He just tells me things the way, you know, hey, listen, if you don't do this, you don't do that, you know, you're going to be, you know, taking prescription meds, you're going to be doing, you know, they just spell it out to you in a tough manner.
Exactly.
And that's something I respect. But what I was really wanted to talk to you was about the cost of health insurance. And one thing people don't understand, I think, is they get married to their plan at work. You know, they can go online and buy these group plans, and I was hearing you talk about these people when they lose their job, they lose their insurance, but, you know, there's these online sites where you can actually go in and buy your insurance, and you're not really married to your job anymore.
Well, exactly. The only thing that's unfortunate is many people, like, let's say for you, Fake Heavens, you're pretty healthy. You're under 50, no high blood pressure, no diabetes. But the average 40, 50-year-old has high blood pressure, depression, sleep disorder, sleep apnea, et cetera, high cholesterol. And so with them, those plans aren't as cheap. Now, again, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Riverside.
Riverside, okay. So I'm sure when you go online, you're looking at national policies, but many of my patients trying to get something outside of work, they can't. And like I said, you know, they may take some Prozac just for some mild depression, and they can't get on an individual plan.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So I'm wondering if that's part of it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, too, is this basically in the political, because I noticed you like to talk a little bit of politics, which is pretty good. It's interesting to listen to a show on medical where you actually mix in politics, because that's really what has come to nowadays. Everything is related to politics.
Exactly. And I don't like to go on a tangent at all, you know, right, left, whatever, because, you know, Lord knows I can't see both sides of the situation. But with Obamacare looming, you know, when I started my show, Tony, not to cut you off, but I mean, when I started my show, my very first day when I was on in a major market, all the questions were asking me about what do I think about the Affordable Health Care Act? I mean, I was planning on talking about hemorrhoids and rectocele and earlobe fungus, but that's not what people want to hear. They want to know, A, what the heck the Affordable Health Care Act was about, and then B, what are the doctors thinking? Because the doctors are the ones that are supposed to be spearheading this, you know, in terms of later being in the front lines of enacting it, and many of us, we don't want anything to do with it.
Exactly. I think there's too much light being shined on government's role, and mm-hmm. I notice you're talking about always a Republican plan, but the Republicans is always Their policy has always been the private sector. So
right.
I just think, you know, you talk about what's the Republicans' plan if they take office, which is very possible, is I think they need to right now to get with these private insurance companies and get a plan, because it's not really a Republican policy to come up with a health care plan. It's just that's just not their party. They believe
right.
They don't believe the government should come up with that.
Letting private sector do their thing. Exactly. But unfortunately, like your first statement when you first called in was Americans now are expecting a lot for giving a little, and so you know there's many Americans that are wanting free health care. Or very inexpensive health care, and many of those people are the ones not paying taxes. Remember, only half the country pays taxes, the other half doesn't. And so, unfortunately, there's all these demands, and if the Republicans want to stay in power, they're going to be forced to take on something that is really against their, you know, beliefs type of, I hate to say that, but they're going to have to play that very carefully, because, you know, it's not the Republicans' way to get the government involved, yet this is such a mess, people are demanding that, like, Medicaid gets expanded, et cetera. So.
Right, but here's the issue. Mm-hmm. If the Republicans come up with a plan, that means they're going to be held accountable for something. See, this is what Obama made the mistake with this, because now he's got to dodge bullets. And
right.
The Republicans, they're too smart to do that. They're not gonna expose themselves to all this, you know, all these issues, because it's impossible to meet the demands of the Americans right now as far as healthcare, you know, to offer them, you know, cover everything for as little money as possible.
I agree, Tony. Well, that's why if the Republicans are smart, you don't try to make one monstrous bill. You make a couple little bills that can kind of help shape things, like the pre-existing conditions, the insurance caps. There's small bills they could do without completely interfering and intervening, you know, because here's the only problem. If the recession doesn't improve and if insurance keeps skyrocketing, you're going to have, you know, half the country uninsured. And if that happens, then that half of the country is going to put a Democrat back in power.
And I got to tell you this. They've got, the Republicans have one term to get this done, because if they don't get it done in the next term, we're headed to socialize the medication 100%.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said on the show. The public option is going to come back with the administration in 2016 if the Republicans don't get this right. I hear you, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony, thank you. It was a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. You take care. All right, boy, he brought up a lot of good points that I talk about on this show a lot, and it's frustrating. If any of you are healthy, doing it without medication, you know, able to keep your cholesterol down, blood pressure down, etc., great. You know, get a good life insurance policy, try to get a healthcare policy while you're doing good. But unfortunately, many of my patients have just one condition. Whether it's depression, whether it's blood pressure, et cetera. Now, one other thing, though, I want to bring up. Tony brought up a good point. You know, if people took care of their bodies, maybe would be, you know, and less of this mess. This is what I think happens psychologically with the patient. And I know I'm a family doc. I'm not a psychologist. But I see it all the time. When we're in our 20s, we could eat anything we want, it seems like. Now, I remember it with me, if I wanted to lose weight, you know, so I could wear a cute skirt or whatever, I'd maybe skip dinner a couple nights. Not the healthiest thing, but that's what we used to do in school. Okay, you'd skip a meal or two and be fine. Nothing anorexic, because I really liked my Lucky Charms in the morning. But, you know, you'd skip a meal here and there. Maybe you'd eat a salad instead of French fries. Boom, you lost 5 pounds. Now, all of a sudden, you hit middle age, and you're like, wait a second. You know, I don't think I was as good a doctor as I thought I was when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, because I would be looking at these women who were in their 50s and 60s, or these men, and, you know, I always worked out, and I always watched what I ate, oh, for the most part, except, you know, I'd have my occasional ho-ho, and Lucky Charms, yeah, true, and I'd say, look, you're just not exercising enough, it's calories in equal calories out, all right, well, that was a pretty ignorant thing to say. Yes, maybe that's what I learned in medical school. Maybe when you're in your 20s, you could eat 200 calories, then jump on the treadmill and burn the 200 calories. But it's completely different when you become middle-aged. And unless a doctor realizes that, you're going to not be giving the correct information and the correct education to your patients. Just telling them to get off their butt and exercise doesn't work. You first need to explain to them you understand what the situation is. Because they'll say, look, I was never this way. I'm heavier than when I had given birth. And then you explain to them why. Well, it's your hormones. You're losing muscle mass. As you lose muscle mass, you can't burn your energy. You have less ATP working for you at night. You have less metabolism. Talk them through it. Now that they know why the situation is there, whether they want to feel like they're a victim or have a pity party, that's fine. Let them. Trust me. I can't wear the jeans I used to wear in high school. Trust me, I cried about it. But then, okay, so now what are we going to do about it? But many people, they just don't realize they're not in their 20s anymore. And it's extremely frustrating. And I get that. I'm frustrated too. I cannot believe how much harder I have to work. And same thing with blood pressure. They're like, Dahlia, I've done everything right. You know, I've eaten fairly well. I've done what I'm so, now I have high blood pressure. I'm not going to take a pill. I didn't have to take a pill years before. You're the first doctor that says I've had to take a pill. Well, I'm the first doctor because I'm seeing you at your oldest. Yes, the doctor that saw you 15 years ago probably didn't have to recommend a blood pressure pill. So don't compare me to your doctor from the late 90s, okay? You're now 48 years old. Cut me some slack. All right, guys, don't go away, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Now, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. If you don't know how to spell my name, Google Dr. Dahlia. I love Googling things because they fix your spelling. It's kind of embarrassing, too. It's kind of embarrassing. I'll Google something and they go, do you mean, you know, and then they spell it correctly. And I'm like hoping no one's looking. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I mean. So anyway, if you can't find me, it's very easy. Just kind of Google, you know, Radio Doc with Big Mouth, Double D Doc. And I'm sure you'll be able to find me. But please follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook, my Facebook fan page. This way I could give you guys up to date medical updates, news updates, etc. you know that I'm going to be very, very in tune and listening with all ears on what's happening in June with the Supreme Court, because many of you are ready to move and leave the country if Obamacare stays stays constitutionally intact, and if we if it gets rejected, everybody can, you know, unpack their bags, relax, you know, have a mojito, kick back a little bit. Okay, now these mice are kicking back because they're pretty happy apparently, and men, this may be something that you guys have to try. They say yogurt can help make mice sexier and increase their testicle size. Now, last summer, a team of researchers from the MIT Institute set out to better understand the effects of yogurt on obesity. So they weren't planning. See, this is my problem with a lot of studies. You're like, what do these researchers do? Do they sit there, throw, you know, paper into trash cans, go, well, what can we study? Well, we can study testicles and mice and see how to blow them up. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Let's ask for a grant. Looks like that's not what happened. In this particular case, they were trying to do a study looking at yogurt and preventing weight gain. Now, remember, we talked about this about a year and a half ago, where yogurt, because of the calcium content, could help you lose weight. Calcium contents in food can help you lose weight. So since yogurt, you could throw like some granola in there. You could throw some blueberries. And remember, berries now are the superfood. Everything's about berries. So anytime you could smuggle a berry into your food, do it. Careful with blueberry muffins, though, because a lot of the blueberries are cooked. You don't want to cook the blueberry. You want to make sure the blueberry has all its, you know, blueberry antioxidants and cyanophins and phytokinins or whatever the heck they call them. Okay, anyway. So the MIT team led by cancer biologist Susan Erdman and evolutionary geneticist Eric Elm. What do you do? Well, I'm an evolutionary geneticist. Ooh, sexy. Wanted to replicate the work in mice, where Harvard School of Public Health had found that yogurt caused mice to lose weight. The researchers looked at a group of 40 male mice and 40 female mice and fed them high-fat, low-fiber, low-nutrient diet meant to mimic junk food, or fed them standard mouse meals. Oh, that has got to be a kick in the pants. You do a study, and you get to be in the high-fat junk food arm of the study, and they don't really give you yummy junk food. They give you some slurry, right, of high-fat content. That's a kick in the pants. Anyway, all right, and then what they did is, so one arm had the mouse meals, one arm had the junk food, and I'm sure the mouse ate it using their arm, and then they supplemented half of each diet group with vanilla-flavored yogurt. So now they have four aspects, four arms. Okay, good. Now, the scientists noticed that the yogurt-eating mice were incredibly shiny. Using both traditional histology techniques and cosmetic rating scales, I wonder what that is, looks hot, 10. The researchers showed that these animals had 10 times more active follicle density of other mice, resulting in a luxuriant silky fur. Ooh, my follicle density is pretty active on my upper lip, let me tell you. Anyway, then the researchers noticed, and I've been actually pretty good. I think the older I get, I've been losing my hair. No one's asked me about my mustache lately. This is good. Chad, how's my mustache look today? Chad doesn't want to look closely at my mustache. That's okay. Then the researchers spotted something particular about the males. They projected their testes outward, and it gave them a swagger. I guess, I mean, I'm not joking. Look, this is in the Huffington Post. This is medical headlines, okay? I don't know what other headlines you guys want to hear today, but yeah, I'll talk about Al-Qaeda. Why not? But I'm sorry, Boob hit the microphone again. I apologize. Maybe, you know, I did have yogurt. Maybe I have a testicle I don't know about. Anyway, so I guess the testicles got big to the point where the mice start to walk funny. Now, having this groove or this mojo type of walk attracted the girl mice. Now, on measuring the males, they found that the testicles of the yogurt consumers were 5% heavier than those of mice fed typical diets alone. Did they take out the testicle and measure it? More importantly, in mating experiments, yogurt-eating males inseminated their partners faster and produced more offspring than control mice. Conversely, females that ate the yogurt gave birth to larger litters and weaned those pups with greater success. Oh, so mice gave birth to pups. Puppy talk, sorry. Oh, man. All right. Well, here I am. I don't plan on having any more kids. My husband's testicles are fine. But here's the thing. You know, honestly, guys, it is kind of sexy. When you watch a man eat one of those little Yoplait yogurts, I think it's sexy. And I think the reason why is I don't really find it that attractive watching a man dig into a steak. Now, I like to eat steak, but I also don't like being watched when I eat my steak. But if you think about it, watching a man eat a steak, or just kind of watching a man, you know, like Brad Pitt, you know, just kind of standing in an elevator eating some Yoplait yogurt looks sexy. You guys, I don't care if you, you know, throw it up or spit it out when we're not looking, but I have to admit it's pretty sexy, whether your testicles grow or not. So think about it. But the take-home message, though, if you could take anything home, is yes, scientists will try this in humans and weigh your testicles exactly, but B, calcium is very important for weight loss. And it looks like calcium may also have a role with your hair growth. You know, why do pregnant women sometimes lose their hair? Well, because they have such a calcium need and a high calcium demand because of the little parasite growing in us. Okay, the fetus. I'm sorry, the fetus. Boy, my kids were parasites. They leached everything they could out of me when I gave birth to them. Before that, they leached everything, and now they're leaching into my wallet. But you know what? They're my kids. That's what they do. They're my little baby leeches. They're my little baby leeches. Yep, my little pseudopods. Okay, so what happened here? You know what? We're going to quickly talk about climate change. Apparently, they think they found the impetus. What started climate change? Are you guys ready for this? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. If you have any problems with the 1-800 number, 1-877 number, we also have a 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. No, I don't know how to weigh the testicles. Maybe a little Weight Watchers scale. Anyway, going to climate change. They think the cause of climate change was dinosaurs. And not dinosaurs running around, but dinosaurs and their gas. They say, I'm sorry, the dinosaurs, I'm sorry, emitted vast clouds of methane, which is a powerful global warming gas. Now, remember we talked about, gosh, you know what, this wasn't on my national show. This was a show probably 3 years ago where we talked about, do farts really ruin the earth and what you breathe? And we talked about what was in a fart and other gas emissions, and we really broke it down. Sulfur, methane. Well, I should do that again because I think you guys are pretty interested in that. But anyway, they say that these dinosaurs spent 150 million years farting. Now, they say they produced 520 million tons of methane a year. That would easily be enough to warm the planet and kill the plants. The 90-ton Argentinosaurus may have measured 43 meters in length, including a long neck. They said half a ton of food a day it would eat. And if you look at the animal's guts, it would have produced thousands of liters of methane a day. Now, a cow produces 200 liters of methane a day. So rather than, it probably was like this. Sorry. It's probably longer. Anyway, methane's 21 times more potent than CO2. Blame the dinosaurs. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, really quickly here. We've been talking back and forth about zinc and do zinc tablets or zinc sprays help prevent colds. And I didn't really like the zinc spray because didn't that have a problem, Zicam? Didn't that have an issue with people and causing them to have anosmia, inability to smell? Yeah, I remember that word from medical school. I don't remember a lot from medical school. But anyway, so I guess researchers analyzed 17 studies that looked back at 2,100 people age 1 to 65 taking zinc either as a lozenge, pill, or syrup to see if it helped kick their cold symptoms 2 days sooner than adults who didn't. And even though the zinc didn't lessen the severity. It did hurry the cold up a little bit. All right. And, you know, this wasn't the biggest study or, you know, the most, I should say, definitive, you know, the most defining study saying, you know, zinc will work. But they do think that oral zinc can impact the duration of the cold. And for many of us that need to get back to work as quickly as possible, that's nice. But again, it was a very, very small study. Now, I'm also, you know, there are side effects. When you do take zinc, 64% have nausea, 65% had reported an unpleasant taste. Not that, you know, swallowing your nasal secretions is nauseating. You know, so when you see the study, just, and the reports in the media, just kind of go, all right, it's kind of nice, you know. But I wouldn't, you know, break my butt. Now, you know, being vitaminally deficient or deficient in your vitamins doesn't help. So taking a multivitamin, making sure you get your zinc, I don't think it's a bad idea. But, you know, they've done studies where people pop the vitamin C. And no, that really doesn't lessen the severity. I remember trying that in school. Oh, no, I'm getting sick. The problem is once you feel sick, you already have too much of the viral load or too much of the bacterial load. You know, you almost need to take the nutrition before you get sick. Because people say, Dr. Dahlia, how come the vitamin C doesn't work on me? You know, I'll try to take vitamin C as soon as I start feeling the onset of a cold and it doesn't work. And I go, because by the time you feel it, you've already had X number of millions of colonies or viral load replicating. You know, you aren't feeling it when you only have five or six kind of hemming and hawing going, oh, this is a nice place to set up camp. Okay? So that's why. All right, but, you know, it's good to know. It's kind of nice. You know, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This weekend we said goodbye to Goober from the Andrew Griffith Show. Remember Goober? I loved Goober. George Lindsay died at age 83. Man, you're living way into your 80s. Keep it up, guys. This is, you know, it's good. Anyway, he died in Nashville, Tennessee after a brief illness. He actually lost the Gomer Pyle role to Jim Nabors. Well, wait, oh, that's what happened. He went to the 1962 audition for the role of gas station attendant Gomer Pyle, right? Well, golly. But he lost the part to Jim Nabors. But 2 years later, when Nabors' portrayal of Gomer Pyle became so popular and the spinoff was created, Lindsay was cast as his cousin Goober Pyle. I remember that. And then he was on Hee Haw. I loved Hee Haw. Andy Griffith is 85 years old. He praised his spirit and talent. They said they still talked a lot. That's kind of interesting. Oh, yeah. And I love reading, you know, who would have been the star of these movies. Like we talked about Lord of the Rings. Sean Connery was supposed to be Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. And Stuart Townsend was originally Aragorn. But I guess they went to do the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And so Gandalf was played by, you know, the gentleman from X-Men. Sorry, I can't think of his name. And, of course, Viggo Mortensen played Aragorn, which I thought was a much better casting, if I may say so myself. But I always love hearing, you know, who was supposed to be the original, you know, R2-D2, for example, et cetera. Okay, anyway, good. Okay, oh, I want to talk about what happened with Al-Qaeda. You guys heard about the underwear plot. The CIA had thwarted. That's a pretty easy word to say for someone with a lisp. Thwarted. An Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. You know how I have affiliates and I have XM, et cetera? Okay, well, this is different, but this is an Al-Qaeda affiliate, they call it, in Yemen. They were planning to destroy a U.S.-bound airliner using a bomb with a new underwear design. And, yes, it was embedded in the panties or the tighty-whities. All right, now, they say there was no immediate threat to the public. We remember back in 2009 over Christmas that an underwear bomber failed to detonate over a jetliner going over Detroit. And so I guess they want to try it again. This is what we were talking about with the TSA agents. Are they really, when they're patting you down, getting into the area they really need to get into? You know, the crevices that could be hiding. But they said that these bombs were designed to avoid detection of metal detectors, and they were also designed to not be able to be spoken of eloquently on the radio. Let's see. They say the law enforcement source tells CBS News that indications are that it would not have been picked up under normal x-ray machines, but possibly body scanning images, which would have warranted a more intrusive search. But it would be dependent on an alert, skilled TSA agent. Yeah, by the way, don't talk to the TSA agent. Let them do their job. They'll be like, hey, how's it going? You know, how many times have you had to wash your hands today? Don't do that. Let them do their job. Because honestly, they are, remember, Al-Qaeda and all these terrorists, they're already seven steps ahead of us. So they're going to probably send a child, or they're going to send a pregnant woman, or they're, you know, I honestly, they're going to, you know, it's not going to be the typical type of individual who we think would do this, because again, we're so afraid of racial profiling and public profiling that they're going to send some, you know, for example, when the TSA wanted to look at the child who ran up to grandma right before grandma was getting searched, I know everybody was upset that the TSA, you know, kind of traumatized the child asking to search a child. And it is traumatizing for a child, absolutely. But I mean, look at what these TSA agents are up to. There's people with bombs in their panties or in their underwear hiding up in the, I'm not going to call it the perineum area, we're going to call it the saddle area. And I've been patted down many times, even by TSA agents. And they don't really go where they need to go, and I don't want them to. But, you know, if they did go where they need to go, the outrage would even be worse. So how are we supposed to, from a national security perspective, supposed to find these bombs? I wouldn't be surprised if they're designing tampon bombs. And then what are we supposed to do? Examine the tampon? Examine the suppository? I mean, they are able to put a bomb in anything. I know. I saw 24. I'm not stupid. Jack Bauer would have looked. So, I mean, again, I don't want the TSA to have to do that because, A, nobody would want to be in the TSA, and, B, nobody would want to fly. But, listen, these guys, this is what they're working on 24/7. All right? And now, this is one report of the CIA thwarting an Al-Qaeda attack. I mean, I'm sure there's more Al-Qaeda attacks that have been thwarted. You know, they just don't want to release the information because maybe they had to do, you know, things Jack Bauer style. I don't know. But, you know, just realize, I don't want people going, well, you know, there was one attack in 2009, then there's this one. So every 3 years, we're good. No, we're not good. We're not good. So I don't know what we have to do. You know, I don't know if they're going to say, look, all underwear off. You know, just, you could wear a muumuu, you could wear a skirt, but just no underwear. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if these guys were designing things in tampons. And that's some pretty scary stuff. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the next hour, we've got a lot to talk about. I guess Amish children are less likely to get asthma and allergies. There's a lot of A's in that sentence. So we're going to talk about that. Also talk about people can take a hit of alcohol now by a mouth spray. Not too good. And just more coming up, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.